Gabe. It's okay.
All right, hey everybody, welcome to, what episode are we on? This is going to be episode 6 of Music to Swear By, the podcast where myself, Tony, invites neighbors into my house to listen to music with profanity. This week, we're going to have lots of profanity in the house. Who do we have? Introduce yourself, neighbor Dave.
It's Dave. What's up, guys?
And introduce yourself, neighbor Brett.
Hey, it's Brett. I'm back. Been on a hiatus for a little while.
Yes.
But I'm back in the house.
We've got the OGs back in the house, the original, the OPs, the original podcasters. So here's where we're at, guys. We're at episode 7. An email trickled in real early, ripping me on my use of whatever, I can't even remember, ripping you on my grammar or something like that. We quickly dismissed that. Since then, we've received a couple of emails, mostly from friends and people we know, and one from somebody we don't, which I'm intrigued by. So what I thought we would do, gentlemen, is to
read... Have you guys ever had dolphin sex?
No. What's dolphin sex?
It's like when you go to do your partner doggy style and you hit the wrong hole, and she turns around and goes...
Wow, Brett, you're making up for lost time here, aren't you? And on that note, so I wanted to read a couple of these emails to you guys, bounce them off you, and see what you think. So the first one, this is the first one we got after our second podcast. It's from a guy named Luke. I know who Luke is, and I can track him down if I'm ever in Hibbing, Minnesota. It says, I thought this was supposed to be about profanity. There was supposed to be profanity in these songs. Shit, my 2-year-old son swears more in a half an hour than these songs in your entire lame-ass podcast. Tony, stop being so lame. Don't let your neighbor pick these gay songs anymore. Make them do their homework and not just pick some prissy little songs they heard over the radios on the work that morning. I mean, what the hell? Blah, 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 blah. Come on, guys. You have to lower yourself to the level of 6th-grade educated 40-year-old male who lives in West Virginia and fucks his cousin's goat. For heaven's sakes, get it right. Your loyal fan, Luke. What do you guys want to say to Luke?
Luke, now remember, right on, man. That is a good email.
Wow, I guess he told us how to do it. Now, Luke is the one who tells me every time I speak with him that we need more profanity. So this show is going to go out to Luke because we're going to hammer it hard this week. Brett, any comments on Luke?
No.
Okay, so then the next one. This is from a friend of mine named Jason who lives down in Florida in America's armpit. Jason says, I listened to episode 1 and 2 on the way to Daytona today, and I have to admit they were amusing. Amusing like watching your own scrotum move as it attempts to maintain perfect temperature for your testicles, which is better than amusing like masturbating with a cheese grater, which is really only slightly amusing, but mostly painful. Anyways, it sounds like you guys are having fun, so keep it up, Jason. Jesus Christ, that hurts a little bit.
I've got a comment. Tony, I think you should reevaluate who your friends are.
I don't know, yeah. These guys are highly critical of me. I don't know what to say. So do you guys want to go for the next bad one, or do you want to go for the only good one?
Oh, no. One more bad one. Let's end on a good note.
Okay,
let's
this one is from the only person whom I don't know, which is pleasantly surprising. It's rewarding when you get your first email from somebody you don't know, although there's no name on this. It says, music. Here's a thing full of creepy British cursing by bisexual punks Huggy Bear, more like spoken word. And he or she sent me a Huggy Bear song. So I'm pretty stoked on that. Although it was just,
well, this could be sent by neighbor Julie.
No, because I heard Huggy Bear and it made me weep. It's harsh music. He says, so what could, oh yeah, and he quotes the lyrics, then he goes on, this should be perfect for freaking the living shit out of your neighbors in your basement late at night, which it did. Neighbor Brett must be stopped. Puddle of mud, and now Tenacious D, ? First Weird Al Nirvana, corporate focus group marketing rock, and now joke rock for frat boys in mandals? Fuck you. Signed, City Surgical, and then there's a...
okay, A.
Do you want me to read that again?
No. This, you know, Puddle of Mud, Tenacious D, big deal. I mean, if you have something better than that fucking voodoo stuff you sent that, you know, you and your kids want to cut your wrist to, that's fine. But I enjoy, you know, a little levity. And whether it's Puddle of Mud, Tenacious D, Weird Al Yankovic, Your Mama, whatever gets me off, I enjoy listening to. But thanks, City Surgical. At least you're listening.
Awesome. Dave, anything, or should we move it on?
I think we're good there.
I never thought I'd hear levity. What'd you say? Something, at least I like to maintain the levity. I never thought I'd hear that come out of your mouth, Brett.
A little levity. Yeah.
All right.
So what about Huggy Bear? Is that song worth playing?
It's actually fierce. I don't know if you guys have ever heard Apple Talk. No. It's a program on old school Apple. You used to be able to type.
Yeah.
And it would sort of speak back to you. There's about a 3-minute dialogue with Apple Talk that talks about a woman putting her fingers and then hand inside another woman and eventually going inside the other woman as the neighbors watch and ultimately poking her eyeballs out from the inside or something. It really made me shake in my boots. It was sick.
That is just fucking wrong.
Yeah, that was after the song. So anyways, and there was lots of profanity in it.
Well, but that's good though.
Maybe we'll play it for Halloween. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this last one comes from Jen, and this is practically neighbor Jen. You guys all know Jen.
We know Jen.
She emailed immediately after last week's rap episodes. She was at the party tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She says, did anyone happen to notice neighbor Dave's selection from Tribe Called Quest contained the lyrics, "How now, brown cow?"
You know, she mentioned that tonight.
Yes, at the
party. I was talking to her, and she's like, I was telling her that I didn't want to do that song. I wanted to do a different one. The mind is playing tricks on me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but then again, you would never have the "How now, brown cow" lyric if you did the other song. So.
Yep, exactly. She threw a shout out to that one. By the way, if you had spent a little more time at the roller rink, you might know that Digital Underground was responsible for the Humpty Dance. Yeah. I think I was in second or third grade when that song came out, so I have VH1's I Love the 90s for that little bit of knowledge. Wants to be future neighbor Jen. So, hey, that one made me feel a little warm and fuzzy. That one was actually nice.
This is, she's spewing a little knowledge of Digital Underground.
Yeah, fucking smartass. And I'm talking Jen either. Yeah, Jen, you want to do the podcast? Fine.
And quit going out with your friends and stay here with us old people and do some fun stuff.
All right, so what we're doing tonight, what we've decided to do is appease those guys who are asking for more profanity. And what we have is the ultimate profanity competition. And what is it tonight, guys? It's balls to the wall.
Balls to the walls, as many swear words as you can fit in a song.
Right, and that's all it is. Quality, not quantity.
Quantity, not
quality. There we go. So Luke said that we had a few hell here and a hell there wasn't strong enough. Tonight we've gone out to the limits to find, you know, whatever can have the most profanity we can. What defines profanity going into this?
I think profanity is, you know, up for debate, but I think once you have kids and you're in a neighborhood with kids, then it's pretty much whatever you don't want your kids to say.
All right,
you know, like we had this conversation earlier. I don't think tits and dick and twat are necessarily swear words, but I wouldn't want my girl saying that.
What about cocklehead?
Right. Cocklehead?
Oh, that's your son's actually pretty cool term that he got banished from daycare with.
Your son got banished from daycare by saying cocklehead?
He didn't get banished.
Oh, the song.
The word did.
I thought it was pretty damn
good. Could you use cocklehead in a sentence?
Cool. My son made this word up, apparently, and... The word was conkohead, like you're such a conkohead. And so apparently it spread in school to the point where they had to ban it. They banned conkohead.
I think it's pretty innovative.
And it's not cocklehead, it's conkohead.
Conkohead.
Conko, like Conko shoe store.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice, wow, that's amazing that a totally inert word can be banned like that.
Okay, so the
gotta fight the power, dude.
The first year in the school, he got conkohead banned. Good God. And then the next year, they have little pictures above their hook where they hang up their coats, and his picture was a conch shell.
who sent the conch shell to school? Well, the teachers did that?
The teachers did that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a teacher with a sense of humor. That's kind of nice.
That was pretty good.
Very
right?
Nice, very nice. All right, so what about dick?
Dick, depending on how you use it, is a swear word.
All right, what about my Uncle Dick who lives in Milwaukee?
That's not a swear word.
Okay, good.
But if you want to suck my dick, that's a swear word.
Okay.
Or so your uncle's dick, then that's just between you and Dave.
I'm going to apologize to Ryan and Christopher, my cousins listening in Chicago. All right, so anyways. So dick may be need to be accompanied with a suck in order to be profanity.
It's got to have content.
Or a lick, content. Or a hump, content. Or a cup, wow. Or a spank.
Brett, you're a pro at this. That's awesome.
Or a shove.
All right, so anyways. Any other words? Tits? Up, down?
Tits.
I like them a little perky, kind of up.
Oh, boy, but bad. I was asking for that one.
Okay, breast. That's not a swear word, right?
Breast, yeah. I was going to say, you teach your kid to say breast instead of tits.
Yeah, but tits is the swear word because you wouldn't want your kids going around, hey, check out my mom's tits.
Okay, good point. Right? Good point. So what we'll do is I'm going to tabulate. I've got a notepad here. I've got a sharp pencil. You guys have your wit and your whatever. Your
I've got 10 fingers.
10 fingers.
10 toes.
I can guarantee you Dave's going to hit at least 50 in his song. I'm going to hit, I don't know what I'm going to hit. So we'll see what we come up with.
You know what we need? We need anything? One of those like little attendance counters.
Okay,
like,
so.
A tabulate, click, yeah. Click, click,
click. So the most swear words wins, right?
The most swear words wins.
It's on.
Yep, and we've You're each brought down. At least one song. All right, can I go first, guys?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So I'm falling back on the Super Suckers. Super Suckers are my favorite band of all time. This is off a 2002 release called Splitsville Volume 1. It's an album they shared with Electric Frankenstein. The song is called Shitfire by the greatest rock and roll band of all time, the Super Suckers. Okay, the greatest rock and roll band of all time. All right, so I got 16 shits, 2 bitches, and 1 fuck out of that. Does that sound reasonable?
I got a total of 18. I don't know if that matches up with what you just said.
I got 19. Brett, you want to...
That's pretty close.
18,
19? 18, 19. Yeah, I kind of lost track there after a little bit.
What I don't care, just pick your favorite number,
no,
19
I'd,
or 19.
I'm going to pick 16. Had some personal issues going on, but I'm okay now.
So
I think Shitfire.
Pick your favorite number, 18 or 19.
I will pick 18.
You dick. Okay. Right, Tony with 18.
Okay. So the top possible is 19, right?
Yes. The top possible is 19.
Well, it's a good song. I like the song.
Thank you.
But 19, when you're talking about pure quantity, that's weak, dude. You gotta come stronger than that.
All right.
I agree.
Are you saying you want to pony up now, or are you going to... You brought something stronger, you're saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I like the song, though. I thought it was it'd be something I'd listen to.
I actually probably like your song better than mine, but my song is going to kick your ass in profanity.
Well, that's what we're going for. Right. We may not have the cream of the crop here musically, but we got a lot of fucking profanity tonight.
But you know what we should do? We should probably do at the end for maybe some bonus points for some of us who maybe don't have as much profanity. Do the profanity to length of song quotient.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, yeah. We can take a quick pause at the end and run that ratio.
Because I think...
I'll fire up my tabulator and my Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah, because I think my song, being 32 seconds long, might contain the biggest bang for its buck.
Good call. All right, so tell us about your song. Let's roll straight into this thing.
The song, I have no clue who sings it. I have no clue what it's called. All I do know is it comes from what... we and my family, extended family, not immediate family, refer to lovingly as the Chatty Mix. It would be a mix CD that a very, very old girlfriend from years gone by, my cousin Chad, made for him.
Chad D Mix. Okay.
Yeah, so the Chatty Mix. If you listen to all 22 songs, you're like, dude, how did you let that girl get away? Because there's some interesting stuff in there. But this one is of particular interest, and I've played it all over the North American continent. And let's just give a listen.
Okay, here we go with Brett and his track 4, Chad, from the Chaddy Mix.
Chaddy Mix.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turn, twat. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, twat. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, twat. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, turd, twat. I fucked your mom. I wanna suck my dad and my mommy too. Oh, he's
That's it? That's it? Oh my god. All right. I haven't even had a time to warm up my pencil. Holy shit, Brett. That was
So, you know, it packs a wallop and a little punch.
Okay, before I tabulate
got a little twisted at the end there. Good god, man.
Yeah, man. It tied my pencil in a knot. They came kind of fast there, dude. First of all, though, I heard fart and I tabulated my farts, but is fart a swear word?
Well, you know, I think within the context that in the song, it's got to be lumped in there with at least a half a point.
Should we go? I'm going to go.
Fart is not a swear word. Because I wouldn't care if my son said I farted.
Well, no.
I would say,
but,
don't say that, you son of a bitch.
But so I guess it can't really be counted as a cuss word or a swear word. But I think in the context for which it's presented, it... maybe some bonus points.
All right, I tell you what. Here's what I'd like to do. I have a second question to follow up, and then I'd like to make the point. Is turd a swear word?
Definitely not.
Turd, no. Is that
okay.
in there, too?
That was in there, too. Yeah. And fart and turd are the ones that I was like, so do we want to, for every fart-turd combination, should we give Brett 1 point?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a whole point. Maybe a third of a point.
All right.
I mean,
the math is going to get too hard here, so let's let's do 1 point for every fart.
Too hard,
and
Jesus! You were fucking doing shots tonight with our neighbor's mom.
Yeah, yeah. What's neighbor that? Dave was doing neighbor Dave was doing tequila shots with Granny alive. Granny Julie Granny. I don't know Julie's mom.
Julie Granny, and
that's all we need to say on the tequila and Julie's mom.
Yep.
So I tabulated 34. Before we take out the penalty for the turd, you know.
All right, well let's leave.
So that would be a 4 point penalty. So you're at 30.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. And 30. Then if there is a tie, which I'm kind of thinking, Dave, you know, bringing up the rear, there probably won't be a tie. But if there is, then we can institute those third points.
Yep. Good. That's a good call. We can institute those points, or we can go back and reaccount. Because seriously, I was flying on that one. I could barely keep track. Although that's a spinoff of Carlin's original 7 things you can't say on television.
You know, it could be. I mean, I've heard that, but it's been probably 20 years since I've heard that. So I don't exactly remember what those words were. But the thing I love about this song is it has one verse that's repeated four times at four different speeds, and all within 32 seconds. I think it's I think it's just lovely.
And then he says, "I want to fuck your mom," which is
and I want to suck your daddy too. You know, he does say that at the end that you can't really hear it, but when you've listened to it for 10 years, like I have it, yeah.
So I wanted to question you, Brett, on everything you bring. You know, you bring the memory stick over, I plug it into the computer, and your songs come up as track four. And this, you sometimes I can actually get an artist out of you.
Yeah.
Is your entire music collection bootlegged from your brothers and your cousins?
No, but the fun stuff, like, I bring to the table for this this group are, you know? I mean, it's just shit that's been kind of passed down from, you know, brother to cousin to in-law, and then, you know, circulates back to me. And
all right, so that's why they all come in as track X from...
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And I've tried to track some of them down, but...
Hee-haw.
I can't find them, so...
Awesome. Well, I tell you what. Hey, if you are the artist behind that song, I will give you a free pass to come on the podcast anytime you want from the months of October through November. There you go. Free pass to come on this show to make up for the copyright infringement of your song. So anyways, where are we going from here? Dave, you up?
Am I up?
Let's
do it. I'm going to blow you both out of the water.
All right, what do you got?
I got a
thank
song.
Thank you for saying out of the water at the end of that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say I want to blow both of you.
Well, that's right. Kind of what I was...
I'm going to blow both of you out of the water with the song by the Murder Dolls.
Oh, Jesus, the what?
The Murder Dolls.
Didn't they open for Poison in like 88?
I don't even think they were around in that early.
Oh.
Tony, you said their first album was like in 2001?
I wikied them and I got 2002. Okay. So no, they're much post-Poison.
Okay, this is not a band I would like regularly listen to. But I was searching on the net for songs with a lot of swear words, and this one.
Oh, you Googled this one?
I Googled this one. This one came up on a bunch of posts where people were saying this has got the most swear words of any song out there.
Wow. Okay. And
someone had posted that it had 99 curse words in the song.
Well, I plan on
Brett just farted in Tony's face.
I think I'm gonna lurch. Jesus Christ. Oh fuck, I gotta get out of here. Oh.
I think I'm okay.
Okay, so this track is from the band called The Murder Dolls off an album called Beyond the Valley of the Murder Dolls, which Wikipedia classifies as American horror punk alternative metal.
Oh, I love that genre.
Around me, I could really give a fuck.
Okay, this isn't fair.
God, dude, seriously, where did you dredge up that song? The interweb.
Okay, seriously, we could spend another hour debating and discussing this song.
Yeah. And I mean, as I think we should. I mean, seriously.
I honestly lost count on the fucks after about 60 of them.
Okay, I counted it.
How many did you get?
All right. First of all, does spelling the word fuck count? Because they spelled word fuck four times.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, you know what? When you start spelling it out, and then at the end, the only verse you have is, you know, fuck. You can't count those.
Well, yes, why you not? Can. I mean,
come on. Okay, then.
So don't be a sore loser, Brent.
No, I'm not being a sore loser. That was, you know, way above and beyond ours. But I'm saying I'll pull a Gore. I want all my votes counted then.
Okay.
I want turned into a full.
Let me count Dave's first. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, not including the four spellings of the word fuck. Do you still want your years counted?
Yeah, I do. And I thought there would have been more. I thought that was at least triple digits.
No, I've got to admit, I've listened to that song a couple times so that we could come in accurate on here. And every time I've gotten with between the 74 and 76.
That's amazing.
Well, on the
I mean, really.
On the blog or the forum that I found this on online, someone had counted it and said there were 99. But that's total arbitrary. I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, yeah, whether it's 74, 76, or 99, that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, it kicked all of our asses straight to the curb.
No,
seriously.
It totally did. I mean, the funny thing is, fuck is probably my favorite word, and you could probably ask my parents. I've been saying it my whole life, and kind of now it's almost an art form, but that is a great, great song. Almost my anthem.
Well, you know, the first time I heard it, I wasn't too sure, but the more I hear it, the more I like it.
I know, it kind of sucks you in like a bad cheese.
One Nation under fuck. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
With liberty and fuck for all. You know, Brett, I think we have to concede. I'm sorry, but the Super Suckers, I didn't even top 20 if you guys give me the extra point.
Ooh.
Brett, at least you made it into the 30s.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Dave's song was almost like the live version of Moby Dick. I mean, it goes on for fucking ever. So, I mean, you can go up to 100 if you do 15 minutes of saying fuck.
Yeah, good
so
point.
So let's, you know, kind of like, you know, a little sports analogy, Marion Gabrick, you know, thank God he's not with the Wild anymore, but, you know, he'd be hurt most of the season. He'd play 15 games and get like 30 goals. So, I mean, we can
so
do
So you're
that
saying pound for pound your song would kick ass on the
ratio.
Yeah. Pound for
pound.
You know what? No.
The power to weight ratio. Wait, guys. Time out.
It'd be interesting to hear that, though, but your song totally.
Hold on.
Okay, guys. Hey, we're back. And I've done the power to weight ratio on the profanity. You want to guess who came in last, guys?
You.
Me. My song contained a swear every 7.1 seconds. Not bad. Not bad for music.
How long was your song?
My song was 2 minutes 17 seconds long.
I would say in that 2 minutes 17 seconds, the swearing didn't start till like 2 minutes.
Oh, sure. They could have maximized. I mean, they could have made more of their retail space there for sure. But bottom line is, every 7.1 seconds, we had a swear word.
Not just in the song. I actually like the song. I want to add that to my library, too.
Brett, you want to know where you came in? How many swear words per second?
What was it, 35 seconds? Yep. There were what? I want those 30s added. Okay,
like
so what, 34 now? So maybe 0.9?
I'm going to give you the penalty. 1.1 second, you had a swear word in your song.
Wow.
Yeah, and your song was 34 seconds long with 30 profanity or swear words in them. Dave, do you think you can dethrone him? Here we go on the glory hole.
I don't know. Yes, I do think so.
4.5 minutes long.
Oh, that's a long.
With 75 swear words, meaning there is a profanity swear word, a fuck, every 3.6 seconds. Brett wins the power to rate tractor. Let's give Brett the consolation prize, you know, the tractor pull prize, because pound for pound, his contained more profanity.
Yeah,
but Dave brought the biggest truck to the game.
Yeah, that's going to make your buddy up north feel very happy.
Absolutely, Mr. Hibbing. All right, Luke, you happy now, you fucker? Hey, Luke, guess what? I love to say fuck. So with that, next week with normal episode, normal profanity, you got anything you want to say to us? You want to debate the... email us.
Or if you want to send in themes for next week's show.
Or suggestions.
Yes.
Yep, email us. Let us know. musictoswearby@gmail.com. Anybody got anything witty to take us out?
Yeah, fuck.
Pardon the profanity.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could be murder dolls. You know?
Oh, for sure. I could sell my peepee as a puppet. I mean, if they.